leading the news this morning. An air and sea search continues for two passengers who've gone overboard from a cruise liner. 30-year-old Paul Rossington and 27-year-old Kristen Schroeder were reported missing yesterday when the Carnival Spirit docked in Sydney. Police say they haven't given up hope of finding the couple alive. The man accused of imprisoning three women in his home for a decade has appeared in court in Cleveland, Ohio. Ariel Castro has been charged with four counts of kidnapping and three counts of rape. His bail has been set at $8 million. US police say the body of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Sanayev has been buried in a secret location. Public anger over the bombings has hindered the search for a burial place. The 26-year-old was killed in an exchange of fire with police 3 weeks ago. Pakistan's former Prime Minister has urged people to vote in this weekend's election in spite of violent threats by the Taliban. Yusuf Raza Gilani's own son has been kidnapped while campaigning. And the Taliban has published a letter revealing plans for suicide attacks on polling day. And all eyes will be on the sky today for the second solar eclipse in 6 months. A ring of fire will appear across a narrow band of locations in northern Australia and the Pacific. The rest of Australia will see only a partial eclipse.